from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Operation Impact is back for the 4 days of the Thanksgiving weekend, focusing on the big four factors in highway collisions. The Timmins Police Service is participating. Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi points out that the big four are driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs, aggressive and distracted driving, and lack of seatbelt use.
The numbers speak for themselves. At Thanksgiving, there's an increase in traffic flows, either in the city of Timmins or people traveling to and from.
DePazzi adds that excessive speed is a factor in 51% of collisions. About 2,000 Canadians are killed every year, 165,000 are hurt, 10,000 of them seriously. We're holding steady at one active COVID-19 case out of 2,211 diagnosed in Porcupine Health Unit territory during the pandemic. No new or resolved cases are being reported today. Ontario is today reporting 573 new cases and 10 more deaths. The death toll since the pandemic began is now 9,786. An increasing number of COVID-19 outbreaks have been noticed at weddings in the province. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, says they're reported in particular because of wedding receptions.
It's imperative that public health measures are followed to ensure the health and safety of the happy couple and their friends and families.
Dr. Moore also reminds Ontarians that while the current regulation says that anyone not fully vaccinated can go to a wedding reception by providing proof of a negative COVID-19 test, that exemption expires on Tuesday. As of Wednesday, proof of vaccination or an eligible exemption is needed to go to a wedding reception. Well, if you ever miss our 5 o'clock news, there's now a podcast to help you catch up on the local news of the day. On MyTimmonsNow.com, there's a button that says Newscast in the top right-hand corner. It also gives you access to past days' news. The podcast drops at about 5:05 every weekday afternoon. And Canada's economy added 157,000 jobs in September. Employment is back to pre-pandemic levels for the first time. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9%, down from 7.1% in August. The last time Canada had this large an employment gain was this past June. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.